Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.9% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR car, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are live on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Sankara FM Yendi, Laura FM Lauren Radio, Max Takradi, Get Radio TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, the presidency rejects Media Foundation for West Africa's request for full KPMG report on the SML deal.
I think by refusing to release the report, President Akufo-Addo has proven those who doubted him right. If the presidency claims that the main issues have already been put out there, what then it is that is in the report that they want to hide?
Meanwhile, former Auditor General Daniel Domalevo takes on Council of State member Sam Okudieto for saying nothing is wrong stashing money at home.
I find it unfortunate. My position may not be based on law, but at least being a public figure, a leader in government.
Also, the Ghana Health Service rules out medical complications as reason for withdrawal of the AstraZeneca vaccine from the market, attributing it to economic reasons.
Withdrawing for commercial reasons, in the sense that they are superior, probably, vaccines in the market. And so if you're in a market that you may not be able to compete, why produce something when others will go for some other brand?
We have details as the service embarks on a door-to-door vaccination campaign to guard against any potential resurfacing of the COVID-19 virus in business.
Ghana Statistical Service emphasizes need to align government's agri policies with data to control food inflation. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And we have a tale of Asante Hine's exemplary leadership in peace building and development. All of these coming up shortly in the news with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Now, the presidency has declined a right to information application submitted by the Media Foundation for West Africa, seeking the full KPMG audit report on the revenue mobilization agreement between the Ghana Revenue Authority and Strategic Mobilization Ghana Limited. In a letter addressed to the FMWA and signed by the Chief Director to the Chief of Staff, H.M. Wood, the presidency expressed regrets over its inability to fulfill the request, highlighting the confidentiality nature of the KPMG report. My colleague Maxwell Lagbagba joins me with full details of that response from the presidency. Maxwell, walk us through the presidency's response.
It says, upon careful consideration and in accordance with Section 51A and BJ of the RTI Act, I regret to inform you that your request has been refused. Now, that section of the RTI states that information prepared for or submitted to the president or vice president containing opinions, advice, deliberations, recommendations, minutes, or consultations is exempt from disclosure, and that disclosure of such information would compromise the integrity of the deliberative process by revealing the thought process, considerations, and influence on decision making reserved for the highest offices of the land. Now, the full KPMG audit report, it says, comprises opinions, advice, deliberations, and recommendations that are integral to the president's deliberative process and therefore qualifies as exempt information. It concludes by saying that understanding the public interest in the GRASML contract, the president has published the principal findings and recommendations of the KPMG report in a detailed press statement issued by the Office of the President on 24th April 2024. Thus, the public remains informed while respecting the statutory restrictions on specific disclosures. Mamisi.
Thank you, Maxwell. Now, lead investigator Manasseh Azuriawuni has been reacting to the presidency.
I think by refusing to release the report, President Akufo-Addo has proven those who doubted him right. If the presidency claims that the main issues have already been put out there, what then it is that is in the report that they want to hide? The same government in opposition, even when there was no right to information law, put so much pressure on the President Mahama administration that in 2013, after the white paper, President Mahama released the whole JIDA report that today, if anybody wants it, is on the internet. He is defeating transparency, and we need to keep pushing until we get this report out. This is a scandal that affects the whole country.
Well, former Auditor General Daniel Domolevo has described as unfortunate claims by Council of State member Sam Okudzeto for saying there is nothing wrong stashing money at home. Mr. Okudzeto, a former president of the Ghana Bar Association, has been defending Cecilia Dapa following queries raised about the millions found in her home. But speaking to Raymond Akwa on our front, the former Auditor General insists keeping that amount at home is questionable.
I find it unfortunate. My position may not be based on law, but at least being a public figure, a leader in government, where we are talking about ensuring that we all use the financial sector or the banking sector, keeping that amount of money at the house by itself is not maybe legally wrong, but I think it's questionable.
Away from that, the Electoral Commission has directed its officers to switch to offline as part of measures to address network challenges confronting the ongoing limited voter registration exercise. Although the EC has resolved network challenges, which characterized day one of the registration, there were pockets of failures recorded yesterday. The Electoral Commission has issued a statement on the problem. And once again, Maxwell joins me with excerpts of that. Maxwell, what does the EC say?
The Commission says it acknowledges that there were some challenges with regards to the online mode of registration yesterday. The Commission has directed its district officers to switch to offline mode of registration beginning today, the 9th of May 2024. The Commission says it apologizes for the delays experienced this afternoon. The EC is, however, assuring that if there should be a backlog of voters at the end of the 21-day process, the registration exercise will be extended beyond the 27th of May.
Thank you, Maxwell. Meanwhile, the National Democratic Congress has accused the NPP of busing outsiders to registration centres in parts of Greater Accra and Northern Regions. Deputy General Secretary Mustafa Bande says the party will petition the EC over the matter.
And so what they are doing is to target constituencies where they cannot win, move people to constituencies where they can win. And we are trying to say that it's not part of the law. They should not do that. I mean, our able election director is already doing that and reporting same to EC. We are also engaging the police on some of these issues.
Well, the New Patriotic Party has denied the allegations. Evans Nimako is director of elections for the NPP.
The New Patriotic Party has not organized any such arrangement for people who are due to be bused to registration centers. I mean, for us as a party, we expect all stakeholders to respect the rules of the game. The challenge we've had in registration exercise has mainly been that of the abuse of the...
Away from that, the Ghana Health Service has ruled out medical complications as reason for the withdrawal of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines from the market. Latest reports suggest that the vaccine was voluntarily withdrawn. The company has voluntarily withdrawn its licenses to produce and distribute the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines across Europe. But some have attributed the decision to concerns over alleged health complications associated with it. Speaking on to the media after a door-to-door vaccination campaign, Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Patrick Kumabwaje, says the withdrawal decision is due to economic reasons.
And what I have read from the report is that they are withdrawing for commercial reasons, in the sense that they are superior, probably, vaccines in the market. And so if you're in a market that you may not be able to compete, why produce something when others will go for some other brand? And for me, that is the message I get from the decision. It's not because it's dangerous.
And now he's a monarch whose exemplary leadership has brought glory to his kingdom and etched the rich traditions and culture of the Asantes into global history books. Emmanuel Bright Kweku tells the tale of the gallant man of Asante, Berima Kweku Dia, also known as Otumfo Saitutu II.
Monday, April 26, 1999, when Berima Kweku Dia, as he was then known, swore the oath of allegiance to Asante Man and ascended the golden stool, Sikeja Kofi.
discriminate.
He loves everyone.
The vision of a 24/7 to the second encompasses education, health, and economic development.
If we should go back in Ashanti history, it's like Osebosu. His diplomacy transcended everything else.
Shortly after his installments, the 24/7 to the second foundation was launched as a relief plan for his people and as an extension.